So this is Bhaktivinod Thakur's appearance day, and it is, what is the city name?
Tanchichi
in Croatia, and it is 2nd of September 2009, and it's Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur's appearance day. It's in little home of Brahma Prabhu. Thank you. And I'm giving just a short little understanding lecture about Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur. So please repeat after me. Namo Bhaktivinodaya Satchidanand Namine Gaura Sakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Namaha. Obeisances. Bhaktivinodaya unto Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur. Satchidananda Namine, known as Satchidananda, Gaura of Lord Chaitanya, Sakti, energy, Swarupaya, unto the personified, Rupanugavaraya, who is revered follower of Srila Rupa Goswami. Te unto him. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Satchidanand Bhaktivinod Thakur, who is transcendental energy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a strict follower of the Goswami, headed by Srila Rupa Goswami. Let's chant pranati of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj also, because it is connected a little bit with Bhaktivinod Thakur, as they both explore Lord Chaitanya's Janmabhumi together. Gaura Avirbhav Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnav Sarvabhauma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who is respected by the entire Vaishnava community and who discovered the place where Lord Chaitanya appeared. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnana Jana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. So Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur is Gaura Sakti Swarup. Gaura Sakti Swarupaya. We'll pause here. So we did not pause, that is good. What is that?
Gaura Sakti.
Yes. So Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur is a Gaura Sakti Swarup. It is the personified energy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at the same time, he is the revered follower of Srila Rupa Goswami, which means Rupa Noga Varayate. Rupanuga Varayati means he is the staunch follower, revered, very honored follower of Srila Rupa Goswami. And he is a personified energy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is known as Sachidananda. Sachidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So, Bhakti means devotional service, and Vinod means the transcendental pleasure of Bhakti, transcendental pleasure of transcendental devotional service to Krishna. So this is Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He is known as seventh Goswami. He was very renounced, as we can see from his songs. He wrote many, many songs in which we have seen that he is very renounced. He says, Manas Deha Geho Yo Kichu More Arpilu Tuyapade Nanda Kishore Marabi Rakabi Yo Icha Tuhare Nitya Dasa Prati Tuya Adhikara. That whatever I have, mind, house, my body, anything and everything that I have, I am consigning at your lotus feet, my dear Lord Krishna. I am offering that at your lotus feet. And you can kill me, marabi, rakabi, you can maintain me, whatever you like. It is in your hand. It is your desire. I have no any expectation from you except your devotional service. So you can do anything and everything to me. But you have your right on me to handle me any way you like it. Marabi Rakabi Yo Icha Tuhari Nitya Dasa Pati Tuya Adhikar. Your Adhikar, your right, your Adhikar is ever there on me. In other words, you can do anything and everything you like with me, but I am your eternal servant, Nitya Das Prati. Tuya Adhikar. So, like this, Bhakti Vinod Thakur's songs, we can very easily come to know that he was very, very renounced person. And that's why he's known as Seventh Goswami. So, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he wrote many, many books. Especially Jaiva Dharma and Saranagati prayers book, and Navdeep Mahatmya, Navdeep Dham Mahatmya, and many books like
Gopinath song. Gopinath song he wrote.
Gopinath song, yes. He wrote many books, many songs also. Like his very famous songs, Gopinath, Mama Nivedana, Gopinath, Mama Nivedana, Suno, Visayi Durjana, Satakamarata, Kichunahi Moroguno, Gopinath. Gopinath, amara bharosa tumi, tumara charane
লইলু শরণ তোমার কিঙ্কর আমি গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ কেমনে সদিবে মোরা না জানে ভকতি কর্মে জড়া মাতি পড়েছি সংসার গো রে গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ সকলি তোমার মায়া নাই মাম বল জ্ঞান সুনির্মল স্বদন গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ নিয়ত চরণ স্থান মাগে পামর কদিয়া কদিয়া করো এ করুণা দান গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ তুমি তো সকালে পারো দুর্জনে তারিতে তোমার সকতি কে আছে পাপীর গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ তুমি কৃপা করবার জীবের কারণে আসিয়া প্রপঞ্চে লীলা কইল সুবিস্তার গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ আমি কি দোষে দোষী অসুর সকল পাইল শরণ বিনোদ থাকিল বসি গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ মম নিবেদন শুনো বিষয় দুর্জন সদা কামরত কিছু নাই মোর গুণ গোপীনাথ ও গোপীনাথ লর্ড অফ দ্য গোপিস প্লিজ হিয়ার মাই রিকোয়েস্ট আই এম এ উইকেড মটেরিয়ালিস্ট অলওয়েজ অ্যাডিক্টেড টু ওয়ার্ল্ডলি ডিজায়ার্স অ্যান্ড নো গুড কোয়ালিটিস ডু আই পজেস ও গোপীনাথ ইউ আর মাই অনলি হোপ অ্যান্ড দেয়ার ফর আই হ্যাভ টেকন শেল্টার অ্যাট ইয়োর লোটাস ফিট আই এম নাও ইয়োর এটার্নাল সার্ভেন্ট O Gopinath, how will you purify me? I do not know what devotion is, and my materialistic mind is absorbed in fruitive work. I have fallen into this dark and perilous worldly existence. O Gopinath, everything here is your illusory energy. I have no strength or transcendental knowledge, and this body of mine is not independent and free from control of material nature. O Gopinath, this sinner who is weeping and weeping begs for an eternal place at your divine lotus feet. Please give him your mercy. O Gopinath, you are able to do anything, and therefore you have the power to deliver all sinners. Who is there that is more of a sinner than myself? O Gopinath, you are the ocean of mercy. Having come into this phenomenal world, you expand your divine pastimes for the sake of the fallen souls. O Gopinath, I am so sinful that although all the demons attained your lotus feet, Bhakti Vinod has remained in worldly existence. Jai Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki. So we can see from these songs that he was very renounced. He's singing he's very renounced. We can see from his songs. He gave his whole Bhajanavali, the songbook, as a Saranagati. Saranagati means one who is surrendered. So in that Saranagati, he is writing. What is Saranagati? Saranagati are of six kind. Saranagati means surrender. There are six kind of surrender. And he is saying that anukulena sankalpa, pratikulena varjanam, raksa iti vishvasho, goprutve varnam tatha, atmanikshepa kalpanye, sadavida saranagati. So there are six kind of saranagatis he is describing. That is anukulena sankalpa. Anything that is favorable to render service to Krishna, or anything that is favorable to Krishna, must be accepted immediately. So that is saranagati, that is surrender to Krishna. And anything that is not conducive, helpful in Krishna consciousness must be given up immediately. Anukulena sankalpa, pratikulena varjanam. Pratikul, anything pratikul to Krishna, Radharani, must be given up immediately. So that is saranagati, two kind of saranagati out of six. Anukulena sankalpa, pratikulena varjanam. Then raksa ititi vishvasho, that Krishna will give me protection under any circumstances. He will protect me. Raksa ititi vishvasho. Just like he gave protection to many, many devotees in past. Pandavas, Draupadi, Gajaraj, Elephant, and Amrish Maharaj, Dhruv Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, so many unlimited devotees he gave protection. So this firm faith must be there in our heart that Krishna will protect me under any circumstances. Mare Krishna rake ke, rake Krishna mare ke. If Krishna wants to protect someone, nobody can do anything to him. And if Krishna wants to kill someone, then nobody can protect him. So this is saranagati. That raksha iti iti vishvasho, that firm, staunch faith that Krishna will protect me under all circumstances. Raksha iti iti vishvasho, goprutve varnam tatha, that Krishna is my maintainer and sustainer. He is my provider. Just like a father and mother is providing guardian to a small little child, Gauranga. So Gauranga is provided, maintained, and guardian father and mother, Brahma, is a guardian. So like that, Krishna is our provider. He will provide. He will become your guardian. He will guard us. So that Goprutveva Anukulena Sankalpa Pratikulena Varjanam Raksa Ititi Vishwaso Goprutve Varnantatha. That he will provide me. Atmane Anukulena Sankalpa Pratikulena Varjanam Raksa Ititi Vishwaso Goprutve Varnantatha. Atmanikshep, kalpanya. Atmanikshep means to consign everything to Krishna, including your body and mind and soul. Atmanikshep means Atma Samarpan. And the most vivid example of Atma Nivedan is Bali Maharaj. That Bali Maharaj gave whole kingdom of whole universe, and on top he gave his body, mind and words and his very self, soul, everything he offered in charity to Lord Vamanadeva, which was the Vamanadvadasi yesterday. So Bali Maharaj has given up everything, offer everything to Bali Mara, to Vamanadeva. So this is Atmanikshepa. Manas deha geho yokichu more arpilu tuyapade nanda kishore. That is Atmanikshepa. Atmanikshepa kalpanya. Sravana kirtana Pujana, Sakhijana, Atmanivedana. So Atmanivedana. So Atmanivedana, we should consign. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that consigning everything we belong, everything that belongs to us, to Krishna, is called Atma Nikshepa. Kalpaniya. Kalpaniya means utmost humility. The humility. We should become humble in front of Krishna. And what is that humility? That you take less respect than you deserve is called humility. Or else no expectation of respect, and always giving respect to others is a definition of a humility. Amanina mahanadena kirtaniya sadhari. So always giving respect to others and never expect any respect for oneself is the definition of a humility. That you take less respect than you deserve is called humility. So atmanikshepa kalpani. Kalpani means becoming most humble. Sadavida Saranagati. So these are the six kind of Saranagati Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is very powerful acharya. He has established these religious principles. And after Lord Chaitanya, the Lord Chaitanya's cult was very much jeopardized and very much subsided, unknown. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he rejuvenated Lord Chaitanya's cult. He wrote 100 some books, and one of the important book that he wrote is Life and Precept of Lord Chaitanya. and in English, and he sent that book to all over world in different libraries and universities. And that book is even existing today in McGill University in Montreal, Canada. So he was a very powerful writer, very powerful devotee, very powerful acharya, very powerful grahastha, very powerful government employer, a magistrate. In those days, in English Raj, in English English kingdom, it was impossible to get the position as a magistrate. Magistrate. Being Indian, it is impossible. But he was so intelligent and powerful that Rolls Roy of India gave him that position of magistrate. And he wanted to live in Navadvip Dham, so he wanted to transfer his job to Navadvip Dham, but English government was not doing that. He was keeping him in Puri. So he said he resigned his post as a magistrate, and the government, English government, did not accept that position, resignation. Instead, they transfer him into Krishnanagar. Krishnanagar is little outskirt from Navadvip Dham. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he built his house, Swa Ananda Sukhada Kunj. That was his house, Swananda Sukhada Kunj. So he built his house in Navadvip Dham across Jalangi, on the bank of Jalangi. And because he has to commute to Krishnanagar every day, British government built a railway track from his house to Krishnanagar specially for him, so that he can have he can ride the railway and come to Krishnanagar to practice his magistrate. So he was such a powerful, intelligent, very very intelligent person. In early days, his father, mother passed away very quick. So his name was Kedar Dutt. So he was taken care of by his, I believe, his maternal uncle, Mama. And he was given good education. So he had a knowledge of good Sanskrit, good knowledge of Sanskrit, good Bengali knowledge language, and a good English. He was very powerful in these three languages. So he wrote over 100 books, very, very important 100 books. Maybe it is narrated in that book, but I don't know. Is it narrated in that book? Look. No. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was very powerful devotee in all respect. So, there was a confusion amongst Gaudiya Vaishnavas about the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, one day, he was standing in the balcony of his house called Swananda Sukhada Kunj. Swananda Sukhada Kunj is the name of Lalita Sakhi's Kunja in Vrindavan. So, Swananda Sukhada Kunj,
that was his house name. No?
his house name, and it is the name of Lalita Sakhi's Kunja in Vrindavan. In Vraj Bhumi. That is Swananda Sukhada Kunj, Lalita Sakhi's Kunj. And we belong to that camp. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Kamala Manjari. Kamal Manjari. One of the assistant of Rupa Manjari. And Rupa Manjari is the assistant of Lalita Sakhi. And Lalita Sakhi's Kunj name is Swananda Sukhada Kunj. So that's why he must have named his house as a Swananda Sukhada Kunj. So one day he was standing on the balcony of Swananda Sukhada Kunj, his own house, and he was looking straight across the Jalangi river, and he saw a big effulgence light coming out from one place. So, in that place he also had research from government records that this must be the place of Lord Chaitanya's birth, Mayapur, so where many Muslims, it was inhabited by Muslims, and this place where he saw light, that place, many groves of Tulsi Maharani was there. In other words, Tulsi Maharani was the forest of Tulsi Maharani, in other words. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is Siksha disciple of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And Jagannath Babaji Maharaj at that time was almost 130 some years old. He was hunchback, and his eyelashes were always on his eyes, so he couldn't see much because his eyelashes were bigger. Eyelid and eyelashes were bigger, so his eyes were always very close due to eyelashes and eyelids. So, and he was very light because of the old age, not much muscles and flesh and only skin and bones. So he was carried by his servant in a small basket on his head. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he took his Siksha Guru, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Sarvabhaum Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, in a basket, and with a party of, a big party of Sankirtan devotees, and they performed Sankirtan from Swananda Sukhada Kunj to this place where the light, he saw light, and where the forest of Tulsi Devi was there. So they were doing roaring kirtan. And when they arrive at this Lord Chaitanya's Avirbhav Bhumi, the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, even though Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj couldn't see, but he could feel that this is a divine, this is that divine place. So he kirtan was going on, jumping and dancing, and so from his basket he jumped out of his basket, and he he instructed that this is the place of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya. Gora Avirbhav Nirdeshta. That Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he Nirdesh Kiya, meaning he saw that spot to Bhaktivinoda Thakur where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born. Nirdeshta Gaur Avirbhav Bhumi Nirdeshta means he saw the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born under the neem tree.
He even saw
Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda dancing in this Sankirtan party. So it was confirmed through government record by Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, by seeing so much light in that place from his Swananda Sukhada Kunj. So it was confirmed that Lord Chaitanya's birthplace by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Anyway, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had very tight schedule. Every day he would wake up early morning, 2 o'clock, and go bed early, late night also. He would sleep only 2 to 3 hours, not more than that. And he would write literature. He was in charge of Jagannath Puri temple as a magistrate, and he wrote many rules and regulations for Jagannath temple. Even today those rules are being observed by the temple authority. And in Jagannath Puri, his house was on a main grand road where there is Chaitanya Math today. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur took birth at that place on grand road. In Jagannath Puri area, there was one powerful yogi, mystic yogi. And he was pretending to be an incarnation of Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he chastised him and he put him into the jail. And and he made Bhaktivinoda Thakur's family sick also. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't get afraid of him. And even though he put him in the jail, and
somebody told him that take all his hair off, then his power will be gone. That guy's hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he
has a long hair.
Yeah, so he shaved him.
So Bhaktivinoda told the people that we should save his hair in the jail. And they said, and he was saying, no, no, no. Yeah. And all his energy was gone because of
Bhaktivinoda. Da ima politične moći, skrivao kosi i onda naredio autoritet čuvarima da šišaju jogija. I onda su se oporavili. Onda nije mogao više na školi.
Its other songbook is called, two songbooks he has. One is Saranagati and other is Gitavali.
Jedna je Saranagati, druga je Gitavali.
Songs, Gitavali, it's very nicely translated in your language, Croatian language, by Her Grace Lerka, a very nice senior devotee. So you can read those two books today. So there are many pastimes. We'll stop here today. Thank you very much.
Srila Sachidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj ki. Gaur Premanandi.